All right, hockey fans, listen up, because we've got something special cooked up for playoff season. It's called the Daily Faceoff Playoff Parlay Challenge, and it's going to add some serious spice to your playoff experience. Now, here's the deal. Every playoff game, you're going to be faced with a handful of questions. It's like your own personal playoff puzzle, and it's free to join. And there are prizes, because who doesn't love winning stuff? Daily winners, you're getting hooked up with gift cards. Treat yourself to some nation gear or maybe even your favorite jersey. And for the big dogs, the people who can win an entire round, it's straight, cold, hard cash. We're talking about real dough for your hockey knowledge. So lace up those skates, stretch those thumbs, and get ready to show off your hockey IQ in the Daily Faceoff Playoff Parlay Challenge. Sign up today and play every game day at games.dailyfaceoff.com and prove your puck prowess.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weight loss. That's PlushCare.com/weight loss. PlushCare.com/weight loss.
Listening to Nasty Knuckles, the Hockey Outlaws podcast, with your hosts, Terry Nasty Suttermeyer and former Philadelphia Flyer enforcer Riley Cote, as they go behind the scenes with your favorite NHL players. Time to face off.
Welcome back. What's happening, Nasty?
What's up, Riggs? What are you saying today? Buddy, how's the knee?
It's getting stronger.
You're lying.
No, it's getting stronger slowly.
Home remedies don't work. You gotta get it fixed.
No, you don't.
You do.
That's bad advice.
You got a sleeve?
I'm not cutting into it.
You got a sleeve?
not right now, no.
No, you need it. I saw you limping in.
I know. Well, the sleeve's not
Debo challenges it, old pickleball, and you can't do it.
No, I can't do anything. Little yogi. Keep the knee straight on.
Other than that,
no lateral movements.
Just get it fixed.
I'm not going to fix it. It doesn't require fixing. It just needs a little rest.
It doesn't. You should be playing in our men's league game this weekend. You missed another one last week.
Definitely
can't
be playing
hockey. We lost.
I know. It happens.
It does happen.
Guys,
it's quite a bit this year.
Well.
Lost a few.
Just got to regroup, reset.
Yep.
Refocus the squad, Nas.
Yeah,
you're a leader.
We have some video. We got a video Sunday before the game, so kind of go over things.
You better pay attention.
You better be there.
I'll run the video.
Hey, how about our boy Jakub Voracek?
Whew.
Retired.
Official.
Officially retired.
What an amazing human. Career.
You seem fired up about it, buddy. No, man.
Well,
like,
yeah,
it's awesome. Man, 1,058 games, man. For a guy who will tell you he probably didn't take the best care of his body, but he was a hell of a hockey player.
He was,
man. First round pick by Columbus in 2007. Seventh overall, ends up going back there, which was kind of crazy. We talked about that a while back with him when he was in the Stew.
Mm-hmm.
But happy for him.
Yeah.
Great career, man. Like, I loved being around that guy every day for so many years. He was so much fun. Just a character, man.
Oh, man. Character, say the least.
Oh, if you want to go anywhere and have a good night and fun, a party, whatever, that is the man you want with you.
Oh, yeah. He's one of those guys you just like look at, you say one word, and it just comes out as funny.
I think his accent helps too. Sure. Just the way he, but you're
just
right.
Like his mannerisms, yes. And, you know, his expression, and just like he's just animated too. Right?
He literally would make you laugh daily. Oh, like yeah. Every day, something come out of his mouth or just something he would do. He used to do this thing, and I always tried to video it, but I never could quite get a good video of it. But he would go out. He would be in warm-up, and if anyone was just watching him, they were probably like, oh, my God, something's wrong. Because he would, like, just be skating, and then all of a sudden he would go, like, stiff leg and act like he was, like, a men's league. Yeah. Like, stick handle real fast and then, like, shoot it 10 feet wide, and then he would just look over and start laughing. And I'm like, and I would always say to him, if there's, like, you know, people are watching you because everybody's got the people they watch.
Sure.
I'm like, they're probably like, what's he just doing?
What's this
and
guy
it was
on?
So funny when he would do it, but great guy. Loved watching him dance around the locker room.
Yep.
Singing his Bruce, his AC/DC, everything. But he came to play, and he was a lot of fun to work with.
Yeah, no doubt. Yeah, he definitely had a knack for keeping it light.
Yes, he did.
Around the rink. And, yeah, I think for young hockey players to be able to observe a guy like that, you know, be able to turn it on, turn it off, like – at the end of the day, you're still playing a game. You got to have fun.
That's right.
And he certainly was one of those guys that did that, and obviously highly skilled.
Yes.
Extreme quickness there with the puck.
Yeah.
When he was on top of his game, made things look easy out there.
He did.
Flying through the neutral zone. But, you mentioned, we talked about this before with him on the pod. He talked about not stretching. You know, one of those few guys that just like,
I fucking hurt myself.
Nature, like,
I fucking hurt myself if I stretch.
You know, just, you know, found what worked for him and clearly was anti-science because somehow he was able to.
Anti-razor, anti-science.
Oh, yeah. So, but hell of a career, you know.
Yeah.
Nice to hear him officially retire. We knew he was retiring or retired, but so now he can actually put the feet up and
relax.
Find a cozy little hammock in paradise.
I hope
somewhere.
He has like a stepper or something because we might not recognize him.
Yeah, no, I think you just gotta keep an eye on what he's kind of inputs he's allowing into the old bod.
I know, I agree. And you know, he retires and Jaromir Jagr scores a goal this week.
Yeah, shocker.
I know. Just yeah, buried, still burying.
He can't help himself.
No, he can't.
I don't want to cut you guys off, but I think Jakey could help this power play out a little bit.
Oh.
Well, I mean, when you're dead last, I think Riley could help it.
It's true.
No, but
threw me in front of that.
Yeah, I mean, he's a skillful guy. Those guys, their minds work a little different, obviously.
He sat in a few PP meetings.
Yes, he did. Hopefully he didn't fall asleep, but the way the power play ran here for years, you know, that was – really what kept it when we did make the playoffs, it was because of the power play.
Yeah.
And the, you know, like I don't remember the exact stat baller, but I mean, I think every year Joey Mullen was here, we were in the top 10 or maybe top 8. I mean, that's pretty damn impressive.
Oh yeah.
But yeah, he had a lot to do with that. You know, it was a great power play for years with, you know, Claude and him and, you know, Simmer in front. I mean, there's a lot of guys that helped with that. But, you know, Ghost, when he was here, even Kimmo Timonen and all those guys. But they do need some work on the power play.
Yeah.
Now that you mentioned that, baller.
Yeah.
It's a great.
Adding a little special assistance is one thing. But then, you know, you gotta have the components to actually.
You do. You
to
do.
Make it succeed. So I think there's a little bit of both there. But, yeah, certainly adding some intelligence. Like Jake would be helpful.
Yeah.
But I think there's other couple pieces that the squad may need. But
maybe in a couple of years. A
couple of years, yeah.
When they fill that in.
We'll see. I think Jakey's a little entrepreneurish right now.
I think he is.
I'm not sure if he wants to lock down and find a full-time NHL gig. But who knows if it's presented to him.
Yeah, you never know. I think he enjoys living at home, though.
Have a little flexibility and freedom. Yeah. Enjoy himself a little bit.
Congrats, yes. Jakey. Love you, bro. You are the man, and miss you when you're not over here, but hopefully he gets back over soon.
Yeah.
Get him in again just to drink a beer. You won't, but he'll definitely want a garage beer or 12.
Yep.
And
why not?
Talk.
Yeah, I'd love to see him at the alumni games, too.
Yeah,
buzzing
that would
around.
Be great. That would be really cool. You're right.
I'm sure he'll sneak in a few.
For sure.
Next little while.
You're right. couple firings in NHL. Head coach is Dave Quinn in San Jose. I mean, they wanted to finish dead last, and they did. There were some reports, Baller had said that, you know, some players had maybe not the greatest feel with him and a few things that they said, but they relieved him of his duties.
Are you shocked?
I mean, honestly, when I saw it, kind of, because the team, I mean, and their idea is they're rebuilding, like, they finished dead last. But if, you know, players, you know how that goes sometimes when the players aren't happy.
Yeah.
They don't usually, they're not the ones to go. But I didn't watch enough. It was tough to watch San Jose. Yeah. And I hate saying that because it just was. It was tough to watch.
It's hard to get a pat on the back for finishing dead last.
It is. Even but in a also, rebuild. Look at your, I mean.
No, I hear you.
It's like,
it's one of those things as an organization. Like, you want this guy, you want them to finish dead last, right?
Yeah, right. Almost. But you kind
can't
of
reward that either.
Exactly. But for me, I kind of like feel for guys like Logan Couture. Like, now are you just going to rot there?
Probably.
Now? Like, I don't know. But anyway, he was relieved.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Lindy Ruff.
Oh, Ruff
taking
daddy.
Over. Don Granato was let go by Buffalo. Also, players saying that... Dylan Cousins actually said... And his, exit media day that, you know, they needed someone to push them. And Lindy will push you.
Oh, yeah.
He's hardcore that way. So they do have a lot of talent there and are up-and-coming team. So, you know, I think, if I'm not mistaken, Baller, people kind of thought maybe they could make the playoffs this year. And they just couldn't seem to put it together, you know. Mm-hmm. They put a couple stretches. But anyway, Lindy Ruff is back in Buffalo.
Yeah.
If it doesn't work out, and if Lindy doesn't work out this time, I think Ted Nolan might come back third. Bring him back. But seriously, good luck to Lindy. He's a good guy, and be interesting to see if – I bet you he gets him turned around a little bit.
Yeah, I think he'll at least find that identity, help him find that identity.
Yeah.
And, you know, kind of recreate that culture, I guess. That's what's needed, you know. A lot of times when teams are – well, most of the time when teams are in that rebuild stage, you know, not really quite there, get these coaches come in, they're kind of just like hole patches, you know. They're just kind of filling space until the team actually gets to a point where – they bring back Lindy Ruff.
They bring him back. He played there as well. You know, so
rich history there. So it makes sense.
Yeah, for sure.
He's clearly a good coach. I mean, he's one of those last standing old school guys that hasn't crossed the boundaries of getting essentially dismissed out of the league.
Right, yeah.
So he's clearly doing something right. And I don't know what else the answer is at this point.
I don't either, but I guess.
Wide like that.
We'll see. We'll see. I would bet that there will be a huge improvement there. With Lindy. Speaking of guys retiring, Jack Edwards. Whew. He's almost, you almost have to listen to him just to hear how biased he is. And just, yeah. It's actually comical to me.
Oh, yeah. Once you start actually witnessing what he's actually talking about. Because if you're not actually watching what he's saying, you can believe.
He's of course.
Enticing, right? And you actually believe what he's saying until you see the video footage and you're just like, whoa.
Yeah, it's
this guy's a little bit of a homer, but
it's awesome. I actually laugh every time, but I hope he's okay. And congrats on a great career there in Boston for him.
You got to be good at your craft to be able to hang in that space for that long.
For sure.
Yeah, man, you hear him. He's exciting, right?
He does
got some good stuff there, but
he actually called a good fight, you and Thordy. Like normally, I feel like it would have been like. You never landed a punch,
right.
But he actually says, and Cote comes back with a left, you know, like.
Pounding away, it's Rock'em Sock'em Robots. Give Cote credit. Their heart rates are in the 190s right now. Cote with two good lefts.
And I'm like, I was like, God. After I heard it, I'm like, I'm surprised because he normally doesn't, you know, do that. But anyway, congrats,
wish Jack. Him the best.
Yeah, wish him the best. We're in the midst of the first round of the playoffs.
Oh, right in the thick of it.
Right in the thick of it.
Things are getting a little testy.
Dude, Debo has been blowing my phone up like nightly. He's like I'm not watching. I'm watching everything, and he's giving me play-by-play. Only on the Islanders.
Oh, yeah.
And Van. And Van.
And Van, yeah. Quinny.
Yeah. Not Dave. Not Dave. Yes. You know, Quinny. Hughesy-poo. But... I'm just going to start with the Hurricanes real quick. They're up 2-0. I think everyone expected that. But the Islanders game two blow a three-zip lead, man. That's
pretty much seals the fate right there.
I mean, you go home and you dropped a three-goal lead. I know there was a lot of time left in the game, but, like, still.
Yeah, you can't do that.
That can't
happen. It's unacceptable.
And then they tie it up in the third, and then right away, Martin Hook with an unbelievable forecheck. Yeah. You brought that up earlier.
Well, it just shows you like the difference between you know the higher level teams and the teams that are you know not quite there yet, right?
Yeah.
I mean, it's just plays like that, right? Right off the face off, like hungry on the forecheck, just relentless and squirting pucks out and jamming them on the strong side there. But like, I don't know. Carolina's a great team, obviously.
Yeah, they are.
So, I mean, it's not shocking that it's gone that way. But again, to your point, if you have a 3-0 lead, you got to be able to hang on to
that.
You got to
try to hang on to it.
Because that's a backbreaker.
That is a backbreaker. When they made it 3-1, I was joking, but I said to Elvis, I said, worst lead in hockey.
Oh, yeah.
2-goal lead. They always say that. Mm-hmm. Worst lead. But it was 3-0, so you're feeling okay, but then they make it 3-1 and Carolina, just the way they play. But got to give credit, the Islanders, they were right there.
Yeah.
They just like folded in the end, and I think that's going to cost them. I don't know.
Well,
see tonight. They play game three tonight on the island. They get a win, you know.
Well, yeah.
You never know. It's
right back in
a series. So you think Patty Waugh was losing his mind?
Oh, I'm sure he was.
He must
absolutely
have just
shaken. Red as can be.
Oh, yeah.
Fuming out of the ears.
Well, I mean, I would.
There's two Stanley Cup rings.
Yeah, he couldn't hear the crowd. I did not heard what Jeremy said. But we'll see what happens. It's been actually pretty entertaining, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
I was kind of shocked. I wasn't sure I was going to go. But Rangers, your boy Rempe.
Rempe, big goal. Sniping.
Snipe early in the game. They're up 2-0 on the Caps. Kind of saw that as well. At least I did. I think they're going to sweep them. Some guys said in five. But TJ Oshie left the game. Apparent concussion. Not sure what's going on there. That's definitely
it's not lower body.
It's not lower body. I believe it's an upper body injury.
It's definitely upper body. It's definitely conky.
Yeah, it has to be. And it's a shame because I'm pretty sure TJ's had quite a few.
Yeah.
He's an absolute warrior, that guy. But Rangers, you figured it'd be up to rip going back to wash, and they are. So we'll see what happens there. But I think Oshie out really dampens their chances here, but I guess we'll see.
Yeah, what are your thoughts on that hit?
It's kind of hard. I think he got him in the head, but it looked like chest first, and as he came up,
a little follow through.
Yeah, yeah,
definitely grazed the head. There's no question.
Yeah,
or I mean, I don't even say graze. I mean, obviously made some contact there, but I'm not sure that was the primary point of contact.
Yeah, maybe originally. Not. Maybe not. Yeah.
But, I mean, yeah, I mean, I like Panarin's game on that play.
Yeah.
I like what he's trying to do. I mean, obviously he's not trying to hurt the guy, but right. Geez.
Yeah. And there, how about their power play? It's not bad.
Not bad.
It's not bad.
I also wanted to mention, you mentioned Rempe's goal. Did you see the interview he had after, I think it was after the first
no.
he scored?
No.
You mean, you talk about like a young, you know, young NHL player, as happy as he can be.
Yeah.
Just smile. You know what I mean? It's hard to believe he's like 6'8" and like fighting all these everywhere. It's like if you saw him, he would just be like,
yeah,
he's like the most excited young kid ever.
That's so, it's so, I mean, nice
rightfully
to see.
So, right? Yeah. I mean, you're in the NHL and you're scoring a big goal in a playoff game. Yeah. I'd be excited too. But it was just like, just to see him, like, you know, everyone knows him as big, you know, yeah, guy, black eyes all the time. And
they're chanting his damn name, yeah, in MSG. Know, yeah. Like, you imagine being 20 and yeah, you're in there ramping.
Yeah, oh, man, that's,
like,
awesome.
They only do that. They did it to Hank and now they do it, you know,
to Ramps. To,
yeah, him and the goal in yeah, Shesterkin. But yeah, yeah, pretty cool. When he scored, I was kind of pumped for him, yeah, you know, like that's pretty cool to see. And he got the player of the game.
Yeah,
they gave him the whatever they give out. What do they give out? Baller? I forget. I saw it after the game. Is it a hat? Well, he got player of the game. You don't have to put it in there. He got player of the game. I thought that was pretty cool. And you're right. He's just goofy, big,
yeah,
tall,
he's
guy,
a big, tall,
laughing,
goofy
smiling,
guy. Yeah.
Thank you. You know, let's keep it going.
Yeah, yeah.
Right.
So,
Panthers Lightning.
Whew.
Have you watched any of that? That's been
energy is through the roof.
Pretty entertaining. Both Russian goalies, Bob and the big cat Vasilevsky and Bobrovsky, man, they put a show on game two.
Yeah.
Bob with one of the best saves I think I've ever seen. I messaged Baller, and he was just like, oh, my God, like that was crazy. And I'm sure he posted it. He's on me because I didn't see it. But just that those two teams, like it's 2-0, but I would never say it's over.
I agree.
Because
yeah,
Tampa, like, man, like that was a great game too. Game one was kind of, I don't want to say feeling each other out, but kind of like that. But game two was amazing. I watched the whole thing, and Verhaeghe, Carter
again.
Verhaeghe again, man. Like it's crazy, but I just love the swagger, Tkachuk, man. Just the way he plays. Just
my God,
everything.
You could clone that guy.
Oh, my God. And, I mean, you know, his brother. I feel bad for his brother because he hasn't been in a playoff game yet. Could you imagine this guy in the playoffs,
yeah,
if he gets in there with Ottawa? But
those are rare breeds, those guys.
They are, man.
I'm telling you, like, as far as, like,
to me, they play the game the right way.
I mean,
they're on the edge. I get it. They may cross that line once in a while, but
which is, I'm totally fine with.
I'm
like,
totally
find
fine
me
with it,
another
too,
guy or a couple other guys that play the game.
Why
like that.
Why aren't there more guys like that? Why do you think? Do you think it's because of who their dad is? And,
well,
and
partly,
of course, they saw him play the game.
Partly, yeah. I mean, I think it's a hard brand of hockey to play.
It is,
right. I mean, so with the age of skill, I think there's ways around having to be that physical.
Right.
You know, maybe
they're not small. Either.
They're not small guys, but you know, having a dad like their father, Keith Tkachuk. I mean, obviously, an extremely physical brand of hockey
physical.
In that era of physical hockey.
Right.
So they naturally inherit that to some degree.
I can imagine them playing as kids too. Like they probably, the first year they were able to check.
Oh,
could you imagine these two? I bet you they were just
unleashing.
Oh, yeah. I bet you they
blows.
Were wild.
But then you see a guy like Max Domi. He's nothing like his father either. So it's like, it's not always about.
Right.
But obviously they got it within them. Like,
to
play like that. Yeah, right. Exactly.
Boston.
You have to have some fire within you. And they obviously have that. But I mean, they're like, they're just specimens.
If you're on that team with either guy, the way they play, you can't tell me guys don't want to jump on board and follow. Like,
fully agree.
And if you don't, you're probably not going to be on that team long.
That's right.
But just watching, man, they're just fun to watch. And I love this Panthers series, like, and Lightning. I'm interested to see what happens tonight in that one. Speaking of guys that play on the edge and on the line, Marchand last night.
Man, is he
gosh, man,
ruffling some feathers.
Woo! And you know he's going to do it, but it's like Jimmy Montgomery said. I watched this post game, and he says he's able to do that, but he rides that line.
He rides
the line.
He
doesn't usually hurt your team. Like, he doesn't usually do something that'll put him in the box. I mean, maybe he could have got a penalty last night, but him and Bertuzzi were going back and forth. I'm not sure if you saw the play. He definitely trips him, but goal.
But that's issue.
You got to look at the weak goal that was let in, and I know what happens. I'm not shitting on goalies because my son's a goalie, and I know how you know, hard it is, but that's that can't go in.
Yeah, it's outside. It's outside the circle of the hash marks. That can't go in. So really, it's a not. I mean,
so if that doesn't go in, there's no issue. You don't even probably talk about that. Not talking about
that's
it.
That's a standard Marchand play. I mean, you expect it. You can't get tied up with the guy.
Yeah.
Hearing Keefe's interview post game too, like he's like an artist. Like yes. You know, he calls it like an art, and it's true. To be able to ride that line and. Yeah. Play a hard brand of hockey and be a, you know, say a rat. He is.
Yeah. A rat that scores.
He scores and doesn't cross that line that often. He does sometimes, but I mean, good for him. I mean,
he's fun to me. I love watching him play and I would have him
he
on my
brings
team
it, man. He
any
brings it.
Day
yeah.
of the week, man.
And you always hear great things about him. You know, he's one of those guys you look at, you just want to run your fist through his face. And I remember that playing against him. I was like, man.
Yeah, you want to kill the guy, right? And then I met him. I was fortunate enough to get to hung out with him the weekend of the All-Star game way back 2017. And I'm just like, this guy's and their equipment guys, Keto, and he always said, oh, he's a great guy, man. Mm. You would fucking love him. Him and Matty would tell me that. And then I met him and I'm like, what a good dude, you know? Like, but that's his job on the ice.
It's
man.
His job.
You know,
he does
like,
it well.
I think any team would have him in a heartbeat. And it's funny that they were. Teammates, him and Bertuzzi were going out heavy last night. And they were teammates last year and, you know, going back at it. But
you appreciate that compete,
played,
right? Exactly.
Man. That's the way the game should be played. JVR got back in the lineup. I was happy to see that. Had a breakaway, tried the little paralyzer, didn't go. Then he brings one off the post. So hopefully he's back in game four. Maybe he can bury one.
Yeah, that'd be nice.
But I got a question for you. Where's Willie?
Where is Willie? I saw some footage of him on. Pre-game skate yesterday, but
did he do that's what someone was saying brought up maybe he's concussed, but why would you be skating him if he's concussed?
I guess it depends on how deep the
but
concussion
I mean is that
is.
Even good to be
well I guess that's what I mean where I'm going with it is like where on the spectrum is it and like how far down the road is it, you know, like where is he at in the recovery process? Because I mean concussion don't mean you don't do anything, you know what I mean? And maybe the first couple of days you're just resting, but eventually you gotta, if you ever actually anticipate getting back in the lineup, you gotta do something, you gotta stay some bit sharp. So he's clearly, if it's a concussion, it can't be that bad of one, or he's on the tail end of recovery.
I'm assuming, but it was funny because I was watching our buddy Colby Cohen the other morning and he showed a clip of the one shift where Nylander hits the puck with a high stick, so he can't touch it.
Right.
So he kind of coasted to the D. Did you see it?
Oh, then right out. Yeah.
And
yeah.
He like literally turned
zero
it. And what I mean, forecheck.
I mean, there
was like
neutral zone forecheck. Yeah, that's what I mean. Like, you need a deep forecheck the D because
and then
the
they
D.
zip a pass up the middle because the guy's gotta
got
to wait and they score.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
And now they had Rupper on, and Rupper's like, ooh, that one's tough to hide.
Yeah.
But just
like absolutely zero effort.
I'm thinking either something happened where he's just like, F you to the coach, but you would think that the players wouldn't let him do that like that. But then he doesn't play, but he's morning skating. That's why I'm just saying, I'm not a doctor, and you're right. You could be concussed and still maybe skate a little bit, but... why would you take a chance if he's actually concussed to have him skate? Give him 3 days off, see how he feels. I don't know.
Maybe it's a front, you know?
Maybe.
Who knows?
We're all guessing.
Everyone's guessing. Yeah, everyone's guessing, speculating. But I think that play you described there, it was like whether he was hurt or not, like there was zero effort there. Like I'd never seen an NHL player skate slower besides Kucherov in the All-Star game.
That's what it looked like.
That's what it looked like. Just like you said, like neutral zone forecheck. Didn't even take a stride to the D and just like.
Did not.
It looked like he actually slowed down his momentum just to like embellish.
Yeah.
I don't know.
It was pretty poor clip.
It was.
But it'd be nice to know what's going on, but I know they don't have to tell you. So
It
is what it is.
What about Mitchy Mitch?
He got an assist last night.
Yeah, I know. But
he was getting some shit because he didn't have any points. I don't know if he had more than one ball or did he have more than one last night?
He just had
the one apple.
Maybe a little more involved, but, I mean, if that's one of your grade A players.
You brought up an incident where he...
It was from the first game.
It's game one where...
It was just like, you know, a play where he needs to go into the corner and engage in the puck battle. Not only does he not go in there and... beyond not even just getting physical, he don't go in there, but he goes above the pile and just like observes. Like
He's checking things
out. Oh, he's kind of like Willie. He's like, where's the pass to the bench here?
Yeah, right.
Know? Like,
right.
I don't know. So you see stuff like that. And I know, like, you know, skill guys think a little bit differently. Maybe he was like thinking he'd pop out here, but like, I don't know, like from, you know, just from like a hockey player's perspective and like a coach's perspective, I'm thinking like you got to get in there.
Yeah.
You just look like you're avoiding confrontation completely. And I mean, playoff hockey is nothing more than all it is confrontation.
It
you
is.
Know?
It's and that's the part I don't, I know he's not a big guy, but like fake it.
Fake
get
it.
In there.
Yeah.
Do something. I don't know.
So I was saying before, like you could go in that pile and not even brush shoulders with anybody. Just go in there and pretend you're trying to get the puck.
Yeah.
It looks better than what he did.
But don't you want it?
Oh, of course.
I mean, don't you want
the
fucking thing? Well, I don't know. But that shit drives me nuts. But anyway,
it's the same.
It's been a pretty good series.
Yeah.
Interested to see. This next game's huge, obviously. You know, we'll see. On the West, quickly. The
haven't
Vegas
seen
cheaters.
Much action
the Vegas cheaters.
Think so?
They're up 2-0. They stole both games in Dallas, which is huge. And I don't think anyone saw that coming.
No, I did not.
Well, maybe Vegas did.
Stonesy did.
Well, we know Baller did. He's waving. He's pumping it because he called it. But I didn't think they'd go in there and take two. They do scare me. I mean, look at their team.
No, I agree.
Look at their team.
They know how to win.
They're up 2-2. Mark Stone hasn't played in I don't know how long. For 17 minutes a night.
Fucking convenient
scores face right away.
Have we seen that before, Nest?
Yeah, seen it.
Just ripping pages out of the book. Hey, if you're allowed
Tampa,
to do it, teams
Tampa
are going to do
it.
Got
away with it. And Vegas has done
it
again.
How do you prevent that from happening?
I don't know. But didn't you say they were talking about that at the GM meetings, Baller, that this came up? Because
basically that player can't play.
You basically
when you've been on the
I guess you have to really prove. Maybe that's about the only way. Because, I mean, if someone is hurt, that would suck. If they really, like you, with your MCL, we got you on the long-term IR.
Ready for playoffs?
Yeah, but you can come back in 2 weeks. Because you said give yourself 5 weeks and you'd be fine. That'll be five when playoffs start.
Well, that'll be fresh.
Okay, good. But everyone complains about that. You know that. So, anyway, Dallas got to get in there and steal a game. But I don't know. You know how hard it is to play in Vegas. But we'll see what happens there. The Kings and the Oilers.
Yeah.
Wow. Kings. After that first game, Connor McDavid, like watching those guys.
We talk
about them all the time. I mean, you talk to your blue in the face, but five helpers. Looks like he's breaking a sweat.
Just spinning around, just muffing pucks around.
Like Zingoni.
Oh, yeah.
Spinorama.
Zingamatis.
But he doesn't lose a bit of speed when he does right?
One hand on a stick, still backhanding pucks through the middle. Yeah, I know.
It's crazy watching, but
kind of looks like you out there, Nas. Same speed, same vision.
If you fast forward the video. last night, man, Kings, huge effort. Great goal by Kempe. He had a couple last night. The hand-eye coordination, Baller, you can probably throw that up there if he wants. And then our buddy Cam Talbot, net, you know, came up with a couple huge saves. And they steal a game in overtime, man.
I know. I didn't see that coming.
Andre Kopitar, man. That guy is money in
the bank. Wily vet.
Money in the bank. He's done that before. He has. I still think the Oilers win this series.
I agree.
I just think they have too much. But could you imagine? I mean, you talk about a huge letdown. This would be like Boston last year being, you know, getting knocked out in the first round. But, hey, crazier shit's happened.
Yeah.
Actually been a pretty cool series to watch.
Yeah, I like the resilience there, the Kings.
Yeah.
How about Dewey's goal last night?
I was going to say, we got to talk about that. It was the hazer off. The Hazy's goal here in Philly where he fell, and as soon as I saw him after the game, he was like, I was doing the Kucherov, it's the Hazerov. I'm like, he did it the same. That was great.
Yeah.
It goes in, man, it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Right? And Dewey hasn't scored. I think Baller City hadn't scored since they were in the finals, right? How long ago was that, 2015?
14 against the Rangers.
Jesus. He has the last time he scored a playoff goal.
That's crazy. I saw a little post-game interview with him. He's talking about...
No teeth.
But he had obviously that silly grin he's got. But talking about when he was younger, didn't take care of himself at all. Now he's...
Is he now?
Wildly taking care of himself.
I actually knew. I told you a few stories that I had known. But yeah, that's good. Cause he's a hell of a player still. He really is.
It's just funny. Like,
he's an intense guy.
Yeah, he is.
He's real intense. I don't know if you could ever find this Baller, but we beat them in overtime on... years ago when Brayden Schenn was still here, and Schenner is poking, I think, at the side of the net. It goes in, and he kind of jumps up and down. Dewey starts jumping up and down, making fun of him, going, because he was so mad. Oh, I really had to hold a towel up. I just thought it was so funny. But that guy talks so much shit. I don't know if he does. I haven't been on the bench in 3 or 4 years now. But he used to talk so much shit. I just thought it was hilarious.
I believe it.
He was so funny, so lippy. So we'll see where that series goes. Yeah. I'm interested to watch the next game in L.A. Although
got some fight there, though.
Yeah, they do. They do. Avalanche and the Peg.
Oh,
did Hellebuck forget how to stop the puck?
Looks like it.
I hate saying that because like, he's an unbelievable goalie. But my God, 12 goals in the two games. I don't think anyone expected that.
What do you do, Avalanche?
Next? What do you do?
Keep them rocking?
Well, I mean, what? You have to, don't you? I mean, they did get the first game. I mean, it was crazy.
Yeah.
High scoring affair, but Avalanche looked pretty good game two. Boy, oof, boy, they're buzzing.
Yeah.
That's a tough series, man. Like, these teams are good, and they end up facing each other. It's almost a shame to see one of them out or in the first round, but it's just the way it is now.
Mm-hmm.
But we'll see if Hellebuck can find his game.
You got to. They want to have a standing chance.
Yeah, that's the only way. Canucks, our boy Tuck.
Oh, yeah.
1-1. Preds, they look good in game two, man.
I didn't see that one coming.
I didn't either. Huge win for them in game two. And kind of, I don't want to say walked away with it, but
they did.
They outplayed them. And they played well. So, Forsberg and his mustache just scores. Guy scores, man.
Yeah.
Pretty interesting games. I mean, I watched a little bit of both, and I'm kind of pulling for Tuck and those guys, but we'll see what happens. Husey's pretty good, though.
Not bad. I don't know. The more I see them play and watch highlights, the more I root for them.
Yeah.
I probably just talk more than anything.
Yeah,
like,
I know.
Footer there. It's just like, I don't know. He just obviously represents hockey in a way that not many coaches can or do. And he's done a hell of a job there.
He's just a humble guy.
He's not what you think of, like, some of these asshole coaches out there.
Yep.
You know, you think of, like, hard coaches, right? Like, you get guys that yell and demean and, but then you get guys that encourage and coach and, obviously are hard on you. But there's a difference between being a dick and just being hard on a guy, right?
Yeah,
like,
exactly.
Chief would be pretty much an exact clone of Tuck almost, right? I mean, to some degree. They demand hard work. They know how they want their players to compete. But they're humble. You can have a conversation. You could joke with them, and they'll bust.
And the players can too.
And that's what I mean.
The cool
thing.
Yeah.
So I just like Tuck and like what he's done there.
I do too. And even when he was in, Arizona, he almost got those teams into the playoffs, and they were not.
They weren't very good,
but they worked for him. They loved him. And you heard the article, the interview the other day. You were telling me about with Hughes is just saying. How much he loved Tuck, and he was like, he's nails.
Fought
Wendell Clark and all that. But it's funny to see, like, both Chief and Tuck have been out of the game for a while, right? And they haven't, they're coaches and they know what they're doing and they're going to push you and everything, but they don't turn into assholes, like you said. Like, there's some guys that played the game that forget they played the game.
Yeah.
I like the fact that how Tuck told me a story a few years ago when he was still in Arizona. He's like, I encourage the boys to go do stuff together all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Like, don't go do something dumb, but like try to get the boys together. Cause that's what they used to do.
That's how it was
back in the day. And it was kind of funny story. He just said quickly, he goes, I come in the room and the boys are kind of jabbing each other. I'm like, all right. I love that. The shit talking in the room, just busting balls. He's like, oh, what happened, boys? And he's like, oh, we were playing, Fortnite. And he goes, what?
Yeah.
He walks out of the room. He goes, what
Shake
is that?
Head,
and I started
yeah.
laughing. This was five years ago. He told me that story. But,
Couldn't believe it.
To your point, man, you're right. Like, when guys, if you were playing, and you that's a guy you want to play for.
For sure.
You want to play for him. You want to work hard for him. And they're fair. Like you said, Roddy Brendamore is another guy.
Who seems
to really get the most out of his guys, without them hating him.
Well, that's it, right?
Without them hating him.
And I think you can do it because clearly these guys are proving it. And the reality is, I think it's nothing more than they're just not assholes. You know what I mean? Like, Yeah. Most of these guys, the coach in NHL, have played the game in some level. It's not that they didn't play the game. And it's not just like that they were Tuck and Chief were tough guys either. It was like, it's just like who they are, right? It's like they're hardworking guys. You know, they played a certain brand of hockey. They expect a certain brand of hockey. But at the end of the day, they know how to deliver a message. They know how to communicate it and demand respect.
Yeah.
We've talked to guys before, even when Chief was still in St. Louis, like win a cup, every single guy in that locker room, even the guys that didn't play, liked him. You know what I mean? Yeah. So, you, I mean, to do that is impressive. It's crazy. Right? I mean, and you see the same thing with Tuck. So, I think there's a way to do both.
Yeah.
Challenge your players, but not make it about you.
Right.
And not create an unnecessary drama. Just like you're there to coach and steer the ship and get the guys to work. And I think for that reason, I think that's why I just keep gravitating towards Tuck, and the more I see him Tuck, and just, you know, they're more highlighted, you know, they're just more highlighted now in the playoffs. You hear more interviews, and we'll see where it goes.
It's been a pretty interesting series. A big game here, game three, it always is, you know, especially when you've split. So that's about it for the first round. We're still in it. We should still be in it next week, I would imagine. But is it that time?
It's that time, Nass. 155.
Yes.
3.0 with our good friend, Scott Lawton.
Assistant captain with the Flyers.
Oh, yeah. Here we go.
Let's go.
Hey, hockey heads. Get ready for the Daily Faceoff Playoff Parlay Challenge. Each game day, answer 4 questions. Picking the winning team, guess if points will be over or under, predict the first goal, and choose the highest scoring period. Daily winners snag gift cards, while each round's champs pocket cash. Play now at games.dailyfaceoff.com and prove your puck prowess. It's fast, it's fun, and it's all about hockey. Let's go. Welcome back. I'm Riley Cote.
And I'm Derek Settlemyer. And this week, we are happy, very happy to have back friend of the show, friend of ours, former first-round draft pick, Philadelphia Flyers, Ben Hare. The whole time, which I'm happy to say, because there's been some times where maybe Baller threw a little fucking curveball at you on April Fool's Day. But this young man nominated for the King Clancy Award this season by the NHL and just received the Alumni Community Leadership Award that you guys just came up with, correct?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Big vote.
Number 2-1. Scott Lawton. Lawts, what's up, brother?
Thanks for having me on, boys.
Yeah, man, 3.0. Nice
3.0, right?
Yeah. Is that the first time? Anyone else?
Hartsy, but he got mad because D's nutsed him. So he said he's not coming
he's
back.
Never coming back. Okay.
He's not coming back. He says, third and final time.
That's it.
And you know, Elvis got him the other night when we were down at Silver State. Yep. Elvis said, did you see him playing? Hartsy. Who? He goes, he's like, I'm done. I quit.
Didn't expect a 9-year-old to get it.
Yeah, he did not expect that. But anyway, Lawts, what's up, brother?
Not much. Just trying to kind of decompress from the year and take a little time off here. Probably stay around the area for a while and then head back home and start training. But just relaxing, letting the body kind of do its thing and heal a little bit and chilling out.
Yeah, we talked about all year, your guys' season. I mean, you know, no one expected you to be where you were at the end. It sucks the way it ended. But the way you guys played, I mean, balls to the wall every night, man. It's just got to be hard on your body.
Yeah, I think kind of in our system, too, if you're not blocking shots, you're not playing. Thought we block a lot of shots. We play hard. And there's not many nights you look at the guy next to you and he didn't work hard and didn't give it his all. So I think that's a great kind of thing for the culture of our group is not quitting, not giving up, and it only builds from there. And our young guys took a huge step this year, I think, too. And we get going here next year. I think guys are going to be hungry to get back to where we were kind of at the middle of the year and get going here again. But this one stings a lot and probably the worst of my career just from the spot we were in and what you kind of saw. Try and relax a little bit and not think about it too much.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, it was it's a great season. We talk about it all the time, just like the effort and the culture, as you mentioned, created just that brand of hockey that Flyer fans expect. Takes its toll. I mean, right?
Yeah,
I mean,
it absolutely. Takes its toll
physically as a group. I mean, can you talk about that toll and that style of play? And again, I think like 90% of the year, you guys were able to maintain that level of play. Obviously, maybe dip towards the end.
Yeah,
a few different variables there, you could say. But just talk about like that energy you had to bring every night and that brand of hockey that
yeah.
you guys played this year.
Yeah, I think it's what Philly fans love. You know, you did it probably one of the best at it. You know, and I think that's what. They wanted to get back. I thought the energy in the crowd was unbelievable this year. The support we got, not only from the fans, but from Dan Hilferty and Danny B and Jonesy. It felt like a family, and got back to where Mr. Snyder kind of always made you feel welcome, always shook your hand after a loss or a win. And I think that goes such a long way. And but kind of getting back to what you were saying, I think obviously it's a long year, 82 games. It takes a toll on your body. But, yeah, we might have not have handled it the best later on in the year and probably lacked a little bit of energy. But everyone goes through it. And I think just that we went through it at the wrong time. Mm-hmm. There was no more runway for us. And you go through that in December, you can kind of get your way back, and like some of the other teams did in the Metro. So yeah. I think we'll learn from it and kind of get better from it. But guys put their body on the line, and that's what you want. We had some key injuries on D that I think hurt us, and that's kind of all she wrote.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, you said it, and you did too, Riles. Like, I think one of the biggest things was the culture that's come back now from Danny and Jonesy and Mr. Hilferty as well. It's so huge. Mm-hmm. And it almost watching you guys, like we were always fired up. I get fired up, and you know me, I'm a fucking little hyper anyway. But I mean, this year, like I found myself coming off the fucking couch, you know, or at the game fucking, you know,
double fist pumping. It's,
yeah. Because I mean, that's the way you guys played.
Yeah.
And in your face, you played hard. I mean, just, and everyone was on board.
Yeah.
And it's like so fun to watch, and I'm sure it's fun to be a part of. You're one of the, I mean, biggest leaders. Christ, you're the only guy wearing a letter for the last couple of years. But it was fun to watch, man. And it is a shame. You did have to deal with injuries, and everyone does.
Yeah.
But it's like you said, you just ran out of a little bit of runway there. And everybody, you know, you look back, you're like, just one of those games if we could creep out another point, a win, or whatever. And then in the end, Detroit ends up, you know, it's not, even if you win that game against Washington, which, God, are they boring to watch play now? Holy cow. But I guess that's how they have to play.
Yeah.
And it worked for them to get them into the playoffs. But it was just fun to watch. I enjoyed the hell out of the year. I wish it ended better for you guys. Just to, like you said, your young guys came a long way. And for them to see what it's like in the playoffs, you know, that game in the playoffs, it's absolutely. Just
it's different. It's different. Different. Mm-hmm. And I thought the second period against Washington, that last game of the year, that felt like it for us. Like the energy, everything, mm-hmm. just every play matters, physicality, everything like that. But you get that little taste of it. You want it again, and I'm not getting any younger, and you want to win. You want to be a part of something, and I want to do it here. I've been here for so long, I think those guys like Coots and Beezer, Sandy, TK, guys like that, that really care about the city and want to be a part of something special here. So I think we're on the right track. But, like, you don't get that feeling many times, and came around quite a bit this year, so it was awesome.
Yeah, it's fun to watch it. And you just said, like, you're not old by any means, but you want to be a part of this here. Again, this year, your name, you're hearing it in trade rumors. There was no April Fools. We didn't get you
Fuck
in.
Fuck you, boy.
Breaking news. Fuck off. Yeah. no, but in all seriousness, like, we were worried, like, you know, because, yeah, you could get a chance to go somewhere else and win, but I know how much Philly means to you. I've known you since you were 18 years old, and I'm glad you didn't get traded, obviously. And I think we're climbing the ladder here, and you know, it's going to be sooner than later for sure.
Yeah, I think so. And hopefully, hopefully I'm still around for it. And, yeah. And I really want to be, and we'll see what happens here. But, yeah, I think, like you said, I think it's you're kind of building and kind of feels like we were stuck in mud for a little bit there for a couple of years, kind of just couldn't find a way to get in. And if we did, it didn't seem like we went very far. So it's exciting. And it's exciting for our young guys to take that step and get that opportunity this early in their career, where you don't get that often, the young guys, where, right. where you kind of got to, I won't say earn it, but you kind of get pushed to the side as a young guy. But these guys have stepped up and played crucial roles that have been huge for our team.
Yeah. Maybe a little bit of a loaded question, but outside of maybe the culture that you mentioned earlier, like individual takeaways, team takeaways from the season, obviously there's lots to learn.
Yeah.
Anything you want to share?
Yeah, I think you learn a lot about your teammates in certain situations, and I think we handled it pretty well. I think throughout the year, it's like I said before, it's a long year, but you learn a lot about yourself too. And in some bad times, I thought throughout. I don't know if it was just before January, I kind of went through a little rough stretch there for about 2 months and got away on All-Star break and kind of just reset my mind. And we've talked about that before of that part of the game. And I just kind of said, fuck it, and kind of play freely, stop thinking about everything. And I wasn't the best coming out of the rink sometimes, just very hard on myself, and I kind of let that go. So I think that's probably the biggest takeaway I took from my year is just that mental side of it and kind of tapping back into that, where you can get hard on yourself and worry about everything, worry about trade rumors and all that, or you can just go play and be the player you are. So I think that was huge for me to kind of go through that little rough stretch and have that time, and then try and earn my opportunity back, which I started to do and started playing way better hockey.
Yeah, it seemed like that almost like right after the trade deadline, it seemed like your game really elevated.
I mean,
I guess the pressure, the mind games probably certainly helped there.
No, for sure. I was in Turks with Chloe, and I sit down, and then I get a text from about four people. It's Darren Dreger tweeting out something, and then I'm like, oh, this is nice. Here, put the phone away for a little bit here. Bury it in the sand. But I think once you play free, it's a lot better than overthinking everything, overthinking situations on the ice, where that's not really my game. So I thought kind of took off from there.
Are you able to give any insight on how to do that? Because, you know, we talk about this a lot, right? It's like an easy thing to talk about. It's not so easy to actually do.
Yeah. But
getting out of the mind and just kind of like letting it be as it is.
A lot of meditation.
Yeah, right. Yeah. For sure, right?
It is. It's a lot of meditation. I got an infrared sauna at home, so I'll go sit in that thing and put on a 30-minute meditation and kind of just step away from it for a little bit, you know? And you can get consumed in it pretty quick, and especially with social media and all that, you're reading everything and you're going through it. So I think just kind of stepping away from it and realizing it's pretty special to play in the NHL, and I've been lucky enough to do it for a while, and have a great wife at home and everything like that. So that's what you really kind of tap into, for me at least, and meditation was a huge part of that.
Yeah, that's great. I appreciate you sharing. Yeah, like just that, maybe that gratitude, right? Like you said,
absolutely.
Like just grateful for your situation and finding peace in it. And the problems that we think we have, are just that. There's stories almost, right? It's like, geez, like, we, you know, got the bull by the horns here, and you just got to sit back and reflect on it. It's probably pretty meaningful.
People don't realize that sometimes, like fans, you know, that one, you're human. Two, you know, there's more to it than just going out and playing. There's a lot more to it, you know, the mental side. And some guys can't handle that, you know. I mean, there's a lot of players that can't, but obviously – you can, and you did, like you said, you did a great job second half of the season. You actually brought that up earlier, like you really, really turned it on. But Baller was a little disappointed he didn't see a paralyzer goal this year.
Trust me, me and AP, every game he'd walk by me, whisper, he'd be like, need to see the paralyzer. And I'm like, yeah, no shit.
I tried it
first game of the year. The goalie did not move. He sat there. It just hit him on the paddle. I'm like, oh, fuck. But I didn't get really a chance. I didn't have as many breakaways, maybe.
Yeah. No, it's funny. They have a scouting report on you. They know the paralyzer's coming.
I know. I was going to do it on that penalty shot goal, but against Ottinger there. But oh, yeah. Decided to go backhand, toe-y. To almost fall in.
It went in.
Yeah, right.
Oh, that's great. Lotch, you talked about the young guys and how much they stepped up, like watching Brink and Forrester and all those guys. What did you think about their year and you know, what they brought to the team?
Yeah, absolutely. I think even a guy like Yorkie, I think.
Yeah,
like,
yeah, exactly.
He's playing top minutes. He's playing against all the team's top lines with Sani. Was unbelievable on the PK, his stick, he blocks shots. Like, he does a lot of stuff that I think people don't really see. So he was huge for us. A guy like Forrester was so good. Even at the start of the year, he wasn't scoring. Kind of started to go in for him, and then you see how good his game is away from the puck and everything he does to help us. Guys like that are hard to come by. Big right shot that can shoot the puck, can rip it. Yeah, so he's going to be a really good player for a long time, and that's a great pick by whoever picked him. I don't know who was the GM at the time, but that was a great pick. And guys like Bobby too that were kind of up and down, but I think you go up and down, it kind of, I don't know, puts a little extra skin on you, I guess, and you learn about it, you go down, you get some confidence, come back up, and I think it's so good to go down and play in the minors. I really do, and I think everyone should do it. Obviously some guys don't have to, but I think it's such a great league for those guys to go down, build confidence, and play pro hockey against big guys. I think it's harder to play down there. So I think, but guys like Bobby, the puck follows him around all the time. He's going to be really good too, just a skill and always making plays, always looking to make plays, which I think we probably need a little more of on our team, and he brings that. So guys like that can bring that are going to be crucial for us.
Yeah. Yeah, so close, like right there, right, as far as you're breaking through. And
absolutely, and it's hard. It's really hard.
It's so hard, yeah.
It's being consistent every night, and I think that's what I learned down there with you and playing down in Lehigh is you got to be consistent every night, because if not, you're going back down, you know?
And that's
it's a business at the end of the day, but that's the one thing I really learned was you bring it every night, and 3-3 in Hershey when they're sitting there waiting for you, you got to bring it, you know? I'm happy for those guys, and I'm happy they got such a good opportunity, because like I said before, I think it's hard sometimes to get that opportunity.
Yeah, that's the truth. Just wanted to ask you about right before the stadium series games, Torts, the crew names Coots captain. Did you see that one coming? I know, like, before the season, it was a little bit like...
Yeah. He had said, I'm not naming one, right?
Yeah,
so we're like, what?
Kind of caught everyone off guard, but nonetheless, obviously meaningful.
Yeah, it's awesome. I think the way Coots leads, he's not the loudest guy, I wouldn't say, but when he speaks, everyone listens, and I think the young guys really respect him. All the older guys really respect him for what he's done and the way he plays. He just plays the right way. He's always in the right position, good on face-offs. He plays everything. So, and for what he went through, people really didn't see how much work he put in on a day-to-day basis. And 2 years you don't play, you're not on the road with the boys, you're at home all the time. Mm-hmm. It's hard. It's hard, and I think the mental side of it's probably even harder. I'm really happy for him, and he's well deserving of it. And TK too. I think the way he plays and just leads by his play. Fucks around once in a while, but who doesn't?
Yeah,
but
right.
he's great in the room too, because he's not really old yet, or you're
right.
older. He's a part of that young crew that can kind of mesh well with the older guys and bring everyone together, and that's what he does. And he's been our best player for a couple of years now, just the compete he brings and everything he does. So yeah, I'm happy for those guys, and I love those guys, you know. We've been together for a long time now, and guys like Sandy too, who don't wear a letter, and Bees are kind of guys I talked about before, but these are the guys that really care, and the guys we brought in were awesome. Stalzi and Garney and these guys, they were amazing. And EJ at the end of the year. So you bring in some guys like that the young guys can see. EJ won a cup. Stalzi went to the finals last year. See what they do on a day-to-day basis to be a pro, and just the way you act. And, it was a lot of fun. Our room was great. And sometimes it always doesn't translate. I feel like we've always had a great room, to be honest. Sometimes it doesn't translate, and this year I felt like it did.
Yeah, it seemed like it. I mean, you guys seem to have that chemistry on the ice. Guys, again, competing. Everyone's towing in the right direction. And again, minus probably the last maybe 10 games or so, it certainly seemed like everyone was on the same page the whole time. So it's nice to see. Yeah,
and you can hold each other accountable, too, when you're
– right.
That close with guys, and I think that goes a long way too. It's coming from Torts all the time. It's the guys in the room that are kind of saying the stuff. So it's building, and it was it's huge. It's huge to have that accountability.
Yeah, you watch any playoff hockey?
I have been sadly. Yeah, I watch it. I think the first round's the best.
Yeah, it's
the
so
best
good,
hockey. Huh? Everyone's healthy.
Yeah, right.
Everyone's running around. It's just so high intense. It's incredible.
Yeah.
We were talking about earlier, you know, Buffalo hired Lindy Ruff. He has got them buzzing. I mean, that Pitt series and Buff.
Are you? Okay. Ross is going to be done.
Oh, man.
No, just obviously I'm kidding. It's really good hockey.
It's really good hockey.
Don Granato.
It's really good hockey. Yes.
Donnie's gone. He's out.
He said Tony versus Tony Granato. That's Don. It's Don. Serious. Sabres. All seriousness, like last night that Leafs Boston game, that's the shit I love. Like Marchie's going out with Bertuzzi. Like it just I love that.
And when you're, I like watching hockey at home anyway, you know, like I grew up watching it with my dad all the time. So I just like putting it on as a fan, I guess.
Yeah.
And then you get to see what certain guys do and kind of pick up on some stuff. So I think it's good to watch in general, just for guys that are, for us guys.
Yeah,
you watch it and you see what you can do better, but as a fan, I think it's the best.
Barkley says it's the best.
It is,
and it's the hardest thing to win. I don't care what anyone says.
That's
Cup, boy. I mean, you went to the finals. You know how hard it is. It's amazing.
And everyone is banged up at that time. Yeah. You know, like the your body is on the line every single night, and guys play through it. There's not many guys like hockey players, I don't think, you know?
Yeah. I don't know if you watched any of the Panthers game the other night against Tampa. It was an unbelievable game. But Sam Bennett took a shot to the hand. There's no way his hand got broken, or his finger.
Right there.
And he didn't come back. Yeah. I would be interested to see if he's playing.
I broke my finger exactly like that. They put in a little screw in there, but I thought for sure it's a broken finger.
Yeah, it looked like it, but...
what about that Anaheim San Jose series?
That's unreal. I can't believe they got rid of Quinner. I'm not making fun. I know him. I'm just kidding. But
the timeliness of that.
Series. Well, they're supposed to finish last. That's what they want to do. Yeah. They finish last.
Did the job.
Did what he was asked, right?
Did they finish last in the league? I didn't even look at it.
They had to have.
I think so, too.
They did, yeah.
Yeah.
But I was talking to Mikey Aldridge, their equipment guy, the other day, and I worked with Quinter with Team USA at a world championship one year. He's a really nice man.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know how you're going to win there. I mean, like, not putting anyone down that's in NHL. I don't mean it that way, but that's a tough lineup to.
Yeah, yeah. I think they're really gutting it. I guess you know it's. They beat us this year.
Yeah, they did
in San Jose.
In San Jose,
but you remember how loud the Shark Tank was? Awesome. It was unbelievable. It felt like they were pumping in fake crowd noise, and I don't know. I hope they start winning some more games, because that building's unreal to go into, and
it's small, is, right on top of you know.
It was sad. It was sad going there. Honestly, there was like 6,000 people in the crowd. You know, just no energy and. No.
I have a hard time. I'm a hockey nerd. You know that. I stay up and watch. Like, I couldn't even watch.
Yeah.
Their game. I mean, I hate saying that, but I really couldn't.
Well, they're at 10:30 too.
Yeah, that too.
Always 7:30.
But like, I mean, you just couldn't get interested in the game. Yeah, you know?
That's it.
And you just reminded me, like, years ago when Chief was coaching, on Rafi and I were standing at the end of the hallway. I was getting ready to walk over because you have to cross the ice there. So I would kind of go early, and I was getting ready to go. And Sharky, or whatever his name is, the guy. Baller, I got to send you that so you can put it up, but you already have. Oh, it's over there. Me and Rafi take a selfie, and we had a shitty first period. I mean, it was bad. And Chief lost it on you guys. And I'm going out, and I see Sharky. I'm like, Raf, real quick. So we do a selfie. I literally click the picture and put my hand down, and Chief comes firing around the corner. And Rafi goes, if he would have seen that, he would have fucking killed us. Yeah. I'm like, he would have even killed me. Yeah, he would have grabbed you first, but he would have killed me for doing it.
He's
but
in the finals right now. Rafi?
Is he?
In the Swiss League.
Lausanne?
Amazing. Was yeah. They were. I think they played last night. I don't know how they did, but they were down 2-1. He's the captain there.
Is he the captain?
Good for him.
Good for him.
Raffle the Coster.
Up, that's Raff, why the, Daddy, yeah. the copter. Remember when he hit Datsuk? That time where he almost took his knee out, and he didn't mean to, and he came back to, I think he got a penalty, and it was an accident. And Law to tell you know Rafi a little bit, like, mm-hmm. one of the funniest guys ever. He comes back to the bench, like, what'd you say? He said, sorry, but I didn't mean to. He goes, it's okay, Copter. Like, he knew his name was Copter, and everyone just starts dying laughing.
Come on, that's what he said. The shit he would say. Yeah. Like, he'd go up to, like, Rick Nash in front of the net, say something. Do you remember when he got elbowed in the face, and he comes back to the bench? He's sitting down right beside me, and then he just goes, falls asleep. He's out. He's in the back. We're waving the things. Stop the game. He goes in the back. I think it was with Jimmy at the time. He's like, hey, Jimmy, I don't know what happened. I think I passed out. It's like, no shit. The whole building's on lockdown. Yeah. He wanted to come back. He's like, yeah, I can come back. No. You just fell asleep.
Yeah. They're not letting you back.
That's
classic. I hope he wins, honestly.
Yeah, for
sure. That would be awesome. Yeah. He had some great one. I remember Chief, he used to come back to the bench, and Chief just be giving it to him. Rafi, are you brain dead? You know, and he would just be laughing. Rafi would just laugh because he couldn't even take it from Gino.
He would skate around the circle at the stretch. Chief would be like, holy fuck, I hope you were hung over today, Rafi, because that was bad.
That was real bad.
That was bad.
I could hear him. Oh, man, my God.
The best.
Oh, anyway, Rafi, good luck, brother.
Yeah, that's
awesome. That's awesome. Hey, the copter. Is Risto alive? Where's Risto?
Risto, I don't know what the.
I'm not asking what's wrong with him, but
he's all good. He's good. He's sticking around for a little bit too. And
I think he probably could have helped a little bit. 100%.
The way we play and the way he plays, it's good. And I bet you a lot of playoff teams would love to have him in their lineup. And a really good dude too, you know? Yeah. Good guy, plays hard and does his job.
Yeah, he does.
And that's what it is.
I almost literally, like, I was kidding when I said he's alive, but I almost just forgot because I hadn't seen him in so long. I think Elvis actually said the game, where's Risto? And I said, you know what? I don't know. Yeah. I knew he was hurt, but
he deserves to play in playoff hockey. Like, that is a perfect playoff guy.
Yeah, totally. He is. Yeah. He really is.
Yeah.
Are you still DJing?
Still on the DJ,
What's in the rotation these days?
I got a lot of Beezer throws in the rap. I'm not very good with the rap, and then I'm all EDM, EDM too. I'm starting to
DZ.
I'm starting to get into DZ here.
Is he
like
making
I'm,
you?
No,
you know he has like no, he oh, has them. Yeah, because some of the kids on my junior team have Like download them on SoundCloud. It's called. Yeah, SoundCloud. Yeah,
exactly. He's got the mixes.
He does.
Oh yeah, he's making his own. Yeah.
He's unbelievable. Oh, yeah. He's actually really good.
The actual legitimate DJ, not just changing songs.
No. He's mixing it. Yeah, he's scratching. Yeah,
he's back from '85. Huey Lewis at the news. No, he's not doing that. He's actually making a fucking. He actually makes them.
He should do a couple pool parties, and he's living in Miami. He should DJ.
Can you? I know. I'm surprised he's not. He's doing the golf thing. Right now,
Yeah.
Remind me off air to tell you the top three story, DZ story. When he said top three, I'm like, oh, let me hear it right now.
Dippity do boy. The guy's got more dippity do in his hair than fucking.
Even when it's short.
Oh, yeah.
It's just straight back.
Well, I think he was in New York. I saw a thing of him at one of the playoff games.
Yeah, he was. Did you see what I said? I reposted his thing and I said, well, we know why they were giving towels out now. Flash flood warnings from all the women.
DZ.
Yeah. He used to skate over the bench, lots of you know. He'd come over, take a drink of water, and be like, hope people have high waters on because it's a flood here. 15's in the lineup. Yeah.
He's a good dude. He took care of me when I was younger, too. I was in a hotel. He let me stay with him, cook every meal. He's very healthy.
Yeah, he's very conscious of it.
And he would make unbelievable dinners. Every night we'd have huge salad and then he would throw in unreal ribs or something like that. Yeah. And his place was awesome down there.
Yeah, it was right by me.
Across from your old place.
Craig Berube said, he was with them when they won the cup. He didn't play, but he said he was huge because he took all the kids under his wing.
Yep.
Worked out with him, taught him how to properly work out, eat, cooking.
Yeah, it's important.
Yeah, it's huge.
And a good career.
Yeah, he did.
Really good career.
He did. Your boy Jakey, officially. Jakey.
Retired.
Jakey, too.
Jakey's officially retiring.
He's legend. legend of the game.
Oh, you know man. What he, I don't know, I mean, I know you listen every week to the show.
I see the clips.
No, I know, I'm kidding. But he actually told a story, which I would have never told unless he told it, but I guess he can tell it now. But when we were in Columbus, we had the back-to-back, and I saw him at the bar, because we got to Columbus at 5.
Oh, my God, yeah.
So long story short, he told it. I told my side where he said around midnight, Nasty Bear, I gotta go. And I'm like, all right. Well, his buddy owned that bar and he had the backside. So I go in at 2 to the backside and I'm sitting. I don't know he's there. Then I hear him and I look up and I'm like, it's fucking 3 in the morning. We gotta play at like 1 or whatever time of 3. Yeah. I can't remember what it was. And I said, hey, I thought you were leaving. I gotta fucking leave. I got a deck of music, you know, and he's dancing. He's got the ankles going. Next day, third period, tie game. Just jumps over the boards.
Oh, my
remember?
God. Oh, my
he goes
God.
To change. He didn't he change
for anyone.
Story.
The clip of it is hilarious.
There's no one near him.
He's
he
going to the
jumps.
He skates in the neutral zone. He's by himself. No one came to the bench. No one came. Too many men. He's on the ice, like, looking around.
Yeah, and then he goes, and I jump for, no, I don't even know why. Like, no reason. Yeah. He jumps, and Lappy turns to me and goes, he was out all fucking night, wasn't he? I was like, how do I know?
He's probably snoozing and just like
what about
snapped
the one where he's got both sticks? He's playing with both sticks. I don't know if you can do this in Detroit. He's amazing. Oh, congrats, Jakey, on a great career.
Yes, congrats, man. We could sit here for hours. And
what
just
a great player.
Shit that would come out of his mouth. Yeah. Oh, my God.
Unbelievable.
You remember someone that sits to the left of the bench, he would come off. Shut the fuck up. About the power play. Oh, my God. He would lose his mind.
I had a couple of those this year. I learned it from Jakey.
Yeah, from Jakey.
Just leaning into the guy?
Yeah. Oh, God. He just used to make me laugh.
Yeah. Shut the fuck up. So the guy right behind the bench?
He sat to the left, because Jake would always look right here, like where I stood, like behind there. He would look that way. I don't know who it was, but it just used to make me laugh because I was like, why do you even listen to that?
Yeah, he doesn't do well with criticism.
Because it's fucking every game. Yeah. He goes, I can't take it. I can imagine.
He's one of the most skilled guys I've ever played with. The way he saw the ice, way he thought the game, too, it was just, it was different. You know? Always looking for guys. And, I mean, he had how many points? I don't know how many points. But
up
80 points.
He was quick. He just like just attack holes and explosive. And just yeah. like just. Yeah, just things that you think of, like there's no play there, you know. You just find a creative way to do something out of nothing, almost. Yeah. You know,
and hard to move that.
And now, ass, and now he's coaching Yogs.
Yeah, I know, right?
He scored. See, he scored yesterday. Yogs first goal. Scores first goal.
That's of impressive. Season.
Of the season.
Of the season, yeah, but he hasn't been playing. That's right, yeah. a lot, but.
Oh, he was on a tour in Pittsburgh there.
Yeah,
that was sick. That was awesome.
That was pretty cool, man.
I wanted Simmer to come out for warm up cool, with us.
How cool would that have been?
Yeah, yeah. Well, he
that was Sim Daddy.
Simmer, did you see him? He was walking off from doing the puck, like the ceremonial puck drop, screaming at our bench. It was awesome. Like Simmy,
I could see him from up. Yeah, I was in his suite.
It there. Was incredible. Like what they did for him, and I think. What he did for Philly, you know, yeah, like I sure. think that was so well deserved. Yes. We saw him after; it was just, it was awesome. He came, over later on, so I got to see him again, and it was just, yeah, it was good for him. And what a bunch of cute kids he's got!
Oh yeah, right?
amazing. Oh. So I'm happy for him, and now too. He gets to take some time off and be a dad.
Exactly.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, it was so cool, like. We started telling some stuff. I don't know if you were standing there, but it was the first time I met Hathaway, Arnett, and we were, Simmer was telling a story, and I'm not sure. I think, were you there when Zeke Elliott was hanging out with us at the rookie dinner?
I was in Lehigh.
You were in Lehigh.
Riles were ripping it up.
Long story short, we had the rookie party, and we go out, and Zeke Elliott walks into the room where we're eating, and he ends up saying, "Hey, can I hang out with you guys?" We're like, "Of course." So he goes with us, and we leave like obviously hours later, and Sim Daddy's ready to go. So he's like, "I'll come with you." And we go outside, and the Rangers had played that night when we flew in, so I couldn't even hang the gear, so I was able to go to the party and everything. And we go outside, and Stalzi is on the Rangers at the time, and it's Kreider and I think Girardi, and they're all standing there. And I barely knew Stahl from working some Bauer things in AC with him and his brothers, so I knew him a little bit. And he said, "Hey, Nass," and I said, "Hey, what's up?" And I shook all their hands, and Simmer's just eyeballing him. You know, it's 2 a.m. He's ready.
You do not want to get caught in the tracks.
Yeah, you don't want to be in the train tracks there with the Wayne train. But he's looking at him, and they're like, "Hey, Simmer, what's up?" And he goes, "I don't like you guys." And they kind of like start chuckling, right? Like, and he's like, "No, I'm serious. I'm going to shake your hands, but I don't like you fucking guys."
Yeah.
And they're like, "All right." You know, and I'm like, just messing around, boys, because Rangers are a bigger rivalry than the Penguins to me, he says. And I'm like, "I just jump in this Uber, bud." Before we get in one here. And
before those guys, you put down three of like these guys. Right? Oh, yeah.
And he wasn't, like, he was kind of being funny, but, you know.
No, he's
like,
dead serious.
He was
dead
serious. For sure dead serious. He was serious. And it was so funny. I told Hathaway that story. Simmer was standing there. And then he brought up something else that happened in Dallas. I don't know if you were there for that one, but we don't need to get into that. It was a little knuckle chuck session. I think Rosie and Razor. And,
oh, no, I wasn't there for that one either. Happens.
I was under the tables.
Yeah. That was going on. But he, he's fucking, he's tough. That McElrath fight he had, do you remember the build-up to that? McElrath and him in MSG, 1 o'clock game. I remember that morning. I was so fired up because it was all the media.
Yeah,
because he hit McDonough by their bench the game before or something. And then they called up McElrath to fight him, and then he beat up McElrath. It's like he's so long, tough.
Like, yeah, I know.
God, he was
explosive.
Tough.
Yeah,
but then you see him off the ice, you're like, holy! Like he's 185 pounds, but he'll beat the shit out of you.
His shoulders, though, man. I was looking there I didn't realize how wide his shoulders were.
Long.
His arms just
throws both.
Explosive.
Throws both. Yeah. Just what a guy, man. Yeah. Like, God, such a good man. Like, and you're right. His kids, his family.
Yeah, Crystal. It's awesome.
Crystal's awesome. She's awesome.
Get him in some alumni games.
Yeah, got to get him in.
Jakey, Simmer, beef up that lineup. Oh, yeah.
You guys might win some games.
Why not?
Yeah. Well, you don't show up for your men's league games.
Well, I got a torn MCL.
I do have to tell you this. He does have a torn MCL.
Yeah.
Hey, bro, so you know when I was talking to you the other night? I was talking to you the other night, and then you guys took off. So I'm like, I don't even know if he had left yet, but I'm going to run out there, and Riles is playing in this game for Mr. Schneider's Foundation.
Well, I saw you. It was after that game that we saw. Yeah. It was after Simmer's thing. It was a pro-am. Yeah. Like a,
you tore it there.
The Snyder, Snyder hockey game, yeah.
No.
In overtime.
Last shift in overtime.
Lost. I go out, and I think it's just a bunch of pigeons, you know, pigeons skating around. And I look, it's Pierre Turgeon's out there, Dominic Morris. Step on my toe. Yeah. Sharpie's out there.
Yep.
Sammy Moe, Fridgie. Hartsy, Sam Hartsy. Yeah, Sammy Moe's out there.
Yeah. Unreal. Yeah, yeah. He looked good.
But Sharpie came over and he had to switch. He's like, nah, I gotta get the other stick. And I handed him, he goes, just like old times.
Oh, yeah.
I said, oh, yeah.
He's awesome. Sharpie. Yeah, he's awesome. Sharpie's been awesome for guys like in the summer, too.
Yeah.
I don't know, just guys that have played, that have won, you know, that. I don't know. He's great for the guys. The guys talk about him a lot.
Yeah. Yeah,
the guys who stick around in the summer. He's humble, and stuff.
Right? Yeah. He's easy to talk to.
Just like little things he says too, like where it kind of sticks with you, you know?
Sure.
Yeah. So yeah, he's great. He's a good man. But yeah, Riggs, overtime, 7-7. And they weren't even supposed to play. It's for nothing. And they're like, oh, let's play overtime. Yeah. He comes off the ice. I told him last week. He goes, tore my MCL. I was like, with Dr. Dorsheimer out there? Did he tell you? Like, how do you know? Like, you're diagnosing yourself already?
Lost. Well, done two of them. So yeah, I knew exactly
what. How's it feel now?
Terry. Terrible.
It's better than it was a week ago, but it's definitely still damaged.
You feel it catching when you walk? Or?
It's catching, yeah. Keeping it straight on is fine, but like any sort of weird lateral
movement. No, getting out of the car.
No, definitely no pickleball.
Pickleball, no. Homer.
You know, getting out of the seat right here and readjusting his bow. sitting right here with you.
Keep grinding, Riles. Keep grinding. Right?
Life's a grind, Ast.
I know it is. Grinding. It's a grind. You're right. I got to tell Lots, too, because my old man would kill me if I didn't tell you. You know he's the president of your fan club. Especially since Raph left. You know, he took over yours.
Yeah.
But he said he gets more texts back or callbacks from another 21, Peter Forsberg, than he does from Lots. He says, holy fucking, this guy goes,
I'm going to text him after this, because I'm so sorry.
No, just say, hey, this is FOPA. I thought it was funny. He goes, tell him the other 2-1, and I'm like, the other 2-1? He goes, Forsberg? I'm like, what? I said he'll like that.
Yeah, that's pretty good. Oh, that's amazing.
I said stop fucking the
fucking
guy.
No, he's awesome.
Worse than me.
He's the best. Oh, yeah. He's the best.
Oh, he's a mess. But, buddy, we thank you for your time.
Thanks for having me on again, boys.
Your day was a little crazy today, and we appreciate the time, man.
It's great.
Congratulations. I know it's disappointing in the end, but a great season. Way you guys just exceeded, you know, went above and beyond what people thought, and I loved it. So we appreciate it and know it's going to get better.
Yeah. No, the energy's back and the players feel it, but I think the fans too, and just that connection between the fans and us, I think is a lot better too. And I think having that family feel of having guys like Jonesy and Danny B, John LeClaire coming into the room, like you see these guys are Hall of Famers, you know, and you see these guys on a day-to-day basis, it makes a difference. So I appreciate you guys having me on.
Yeah, thanks.
I love you guys.
Thank you, brother.
And congrats for everything you do in the community and your nomination.
Thank you.
It's well-deserved.
You need someone to carry your bags of Aggie for the
We know somebody.
I know somebody.
Yeah, that honestly means a lot. It's all about hockey, I get it, but the way Chloe's huge in it too. I gotta mention her because she's massive. But it means a lot to be involved in this community and kind of give back. And I think giving it to Snyder Hockey, who's Mr. Snyder's done everything for this organization. So I thought to give it back to him and their foundation. It just it felt right, and everything was great. So. It means a ton to me to be involved in this.
Awesome.
Yeah, it's awesome, man.
Yeah, congrats.
Thank you.
Yes, sir.
Big thank you to Scott Lawton for hopping on, making some time.
Lots. 3.0. The paralyzer.
Oh, yeah. No paralyzers this year.
None.
What the hell?
I'm glad you asked him about it, though.
We did.
Well, I know.
He just couldn't pull it off.
He just couldn't pull it off. You gonna try that next time, next year when you're back?
I don't know. The MCL might be a little wobbly for the paralyzer.
Yeah, exactly.
Can't blow with the MCL actually attempting the paralyzer.
Can you do the hazerizer?
Try
the hazerizer.
Just run the tendy.
Yeah, well, just run them over. It works. Just as Dewey and Hazy.
Just push the tendy over
Hollywood.
The line.
Hollywood. Squeeze in there. Yeah, just get it in there. That's all you gotta do.
Sheer force.
Just a tip. anyway, you know what time it is?
Oh, do I ever.
I don't know what time it is.
That time.
It's that time for Clear Questions, brought to you by Clear Rum. Go to clearrum.com/shop. Type in Nasty 2023 and get 35% off of your order. PA residents only. But if you're in Jersey, go to PA and get it because it's that damn good.
Right over the bridge.
Just go over the bridge. That's what I say.
I like it.
Where are the boys? We haven't seen them in a while. Need to get together with them.
Oh, yeah.
Another golf outing. Debo, all black.
Set it up.
That's a fun time. All black. It's a fun time with
the all black golf outing.
Oh, man. All right, Baller, what do you got?
Ray Connolly is batting leadoff for us today. She left us a comment on Facebook asking, what's your favorite Jeff Carter story?
Whew. Well, one of my favorites was the Snoop Dogg concert, which we just told a couple weeks ago with you and him ended up on stage, and I'm stuck.
And Bob, surrounded by Snoop Lion and Snoop Dogg's Muslim and gangster security.
Yes, he was scared.
He almost got gobbled up in Philly the first
not,
3 days.
He was not happy. And as I said when I was telling that story, he was on his phone, and I can't even, like, look to see what he's saying because it's in Russian. And all I can think of is he's telling his agent to call Homer. This equipment guy took me, and I'm going to get killed. But, man, so many things with Jeff over the years. It's some we probably don't want to talk about. Not that they're, like, illegal things, but just some things that, you know, just fun things we probably can't really share.
Probably cross the line a little.
Yeah, probably cross the line a little bit. But just, man, things that stick out. We had a great time at his tournament up there. Well, it wasn't his tournament.
Golf
we went
tournament
up to
London
Ontario
yeah.
for a couple days. And
place down in Avalon.
And a lot of stories there.
Few shakers.
Yeah, a few shakers.
Coming out of juniors and win the Calder Cup. And
not
talked about that
deal.
Last weekend. But nonetheless, leading the team in scoring. Just a good teammate. And he's my roommate.
He was your roommate. So that's actually a great question. But my favorite stories are probably some we...
Not PG?
Yeah, not PG.
Yeah, I'm thinking that era, too. We're all young and in our primes. And,
yeah. I did like...
Living the life.
If Lee, maybe this... I mean, this isn't a great answer, but it blew my mind away, the body this guy has, like, still. And he'd come in every morning. It's before we had chefs.
The chef, right.
So but he would come in. A lot of guys come in, you know, with kind of like... I don't want to say overly healthy food, but... Carts came in with McGriddles. I don't know if you guys remember McGriddles. But
they
were
those?
I don't know. They taste
like a waffle on each
well,
side.
Well, it's like, yeah, but it had like the syrup
injected
into it. Yeah. And it was just like sausage, egg, and cheese, these big ass right. sandwiches. He would just crush too and just ripped. And no big deal.
Specimen.
Well, specimen. God.
He's built for hockey, that's for sure.
Yeah.
Is that what you got? Is that what you got?
I mean, I can't, other than, you know.
A couple McGriddles?
Yeah, a couple McGriddles.
Bracky,
like, what a story. Like I said, like, there's just some things you can't share. But it's a great question.
Oh, man.
Second on the deck today is Todd Shannon over on Twitter. He says, hey, guys, I'm looking at guys like Alex Lyon and Anthony Stolarz and later in their career success. I'm now wondering if the Flyers should try to retain Felix Sandstrom, a Kolesov-Sandstrom tandem in the Phantoms next year.
That's actually
a great question
because of the two players he brought up. Stoli, probably his best season ever in Florida. Also playing for a really good team, but you got to give Stoli credit.
Absolutely.
George Bozak, a buddy of mine who's Elvis's goalie coach, is his coach as well, is Stoli's coach as well. And again, Alex Lyon, like even last year, him in Florida, he led them into the playoffs. I know Bob ended up replacing him, but he proved he could play. He played all the meaningful games down the stretch there, except for the one. I think Reimer played one because it was a back-to-back, but Al was getting all the games. So it's actually a great question. I'm not sure if Felix is going to want to come back, be a backup or, going back and forth in the American League. I'm sure he could make more money over in Sweden or somewhere else, for that matter. I guess it just have to see what I don't think they're going to do that, but it is a great question because we have seen goalies go on and I do well. I mean, Cam Talbot was here, he's a starter. He's been a starter in many and LA. And I mean, not that he's up for the Vezina or anything, but
yeah,
he's proven he can play. And even Cal Pickard, like I think because of, the goaltending situation there, he played some games down the stretch for Edmonton, and I believe he's backing up Skinner now. But I don't know, Roz. Like, I don't think they'll re-sign him, but it is a great point because you've watched these guys leave here and go flourish with other teams.
Yeah, and it's hard to say how these guys are going to continue their careers, to sit there and retain them. To think that he's going to eventually maybe be a number one guy.
Right.
Like, it's wishful thinking. I think, unfortunately, the business of hockey is just, there's situational moves and there's timing, with a lot of these guys. And if they don't fit the mold at that time, you got to let them go. And these guys are trying to find their way, too. So some of them work out, some of them don't. It's hard to predict those situations.
Right.
Even a guy like, maybe a little different situation, but Bob, had you retained him, is he still rocking the orange and black, and you may not be seeking that franchise goaltender for the next however long, but hard to predict. There's always like good talent, that is drafted or acquired, and some of the American Hockey League teams, and Stoli, there's high hopes for him. Alex, a little different situation, but nonetheless, like, these guys are pros and continue to work and found their success. So it's hard for an organization to look at those types of moves. It's kind of like, how many guys have went on to win Stanley Cups and be like, oh, I can't move him, they're going to Stanley Cup. It's like, well,
right.
It's just the nature of the beast. I think it's just really probably more his opinion or his agent's opinion based on the situation.
Yeah.
Stick around or do you maybe try something else, some overseas or I don't know, who knows what, but great question.
Yeah. It's just hard
to predict.
Yeah.
Cause you're trying to retain your assets as much as you possibly can, thinking they're going to be a big piece of the puzzle. And then if things change, right? I mean, as we see and different talent comes through and can make some hard decisions. So we'll see.
There you go.
One more. This comes from Flyers Jabroni over on Twitter. You can own an NHL franchise. What's the team name and where's it located?
Oh, team name.
Somewhere south.
Somewhere south.
I want to go south.
Definitely going to be hot. Orlando, maybe slide out the Solar Bears there.
Yeah, slide them out.
You got to change the name, though. Oh, yeah, we can't go Solar Bears. No, we got to go something a little more hardcore.
Yeah. Like hardcore,
Knuckles, like Orlando Knuckles.
Orlando Knuckles, not bad. You can choose our fist, logo. I say somewhere south.
Yeah,
Baller seems to think they're going back to Atlanta again.
I think that's a bad move. That wouldn't be where I would pop the team in, but what do I know?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I enjoyed going there because it's south and I love the south, but
there's better places down south that you can pluck from.
Jacksonville
could be a good one.
Jacksonville what?
Jaguars.
You know what's funny about that, Baller? He has no idea that's actually a football team.
Of course.
He really doesn't know that. He just, you don't, do you? You didn't know there's a football team there.
Of course I did.
Yeah, of course I did. They're not in the CFL,
no,
bro.
No, not in the CFL, no.
That's
South Division in the CFL, right? Oh, it's the one Florida team.
Jacksonville. We got one in Raleigh, so I can't say.
There's nowhere else. South Kakalaki.
Charlotte, I was hoping because they've had, minor league there. They've had American League and East Coast League there. But
what about Knoxville?
Tennessee?
Probably not south enough, eh?
Nah. Yeah, I'd rather go further south.
Yeah.
I'd rather go further south.
Yeah.
I would say, I think Orlando would be a cool spot, but
Orlando. What about somewhere in Texas, Austin?
Another one?
I don't know. Why not? I guess Austin's probably is essentially a suburb of Dallas. It's like, yeah. Not a suburb. Houston?
There was that rumor a couple of years ago.
They had the American League team. They have that building there. I mean, yeah, Houston was rumored. Man, yeah, I think somewhere warm. That's for me. I mean, that's what I would hope for. But
team name, though. What do you got?
Yeah, I know. Team name. Oof.
Are you an animal guy?
I'm an animal.
Object?
Yeah.
kind of object.
What's on? Yeah, what
like
do you
a
mean?
Spear? Like Knoxville spears?
Knoxville spear? That's not bad. What's your logo, though?
I don't know. Spear.
Spear. Yeah.
Getting extra creative.
Yeah, we might need to. We might need to have to light up on this one to come up with some good names.
Yeah.
Get a creative flow. That. Yeah, creative juices. That's a great question, though. I'm not sure of the name, but I say somewhere south.
I agree with that. Have to work on the names.
We have to work on the names, bro.
It's important.
It is important.
You're trying to draw some fan base.
You have to have a name. Yeah, exactly.
Like the Utah Jazz.
Yeah.
The Jazzers.
The Jazzers. Yeah. Okay. All right.
I think that's a wrap.
That's a wrap.
We got to wrap on this one, though.
Ooh, we have to wrap on the name. We'll get back to you on the name, promise.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's it.
That's it.
155 in the books.
In the books. Can't believe it.
Just can't. Trying to wrap my head around it.
Trying to wrap my head around it, for sure.
Well, until next week for 156 Knuckleheads, be sure to subscribe, like, comment, ask us a few questions. We'll follow up on this one. Nasty's got some good names.
I'll have them.
Funneling through right now.
And yeah.
Until then, stay safe.
See ya.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market. Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.